interesting how we came about thinking about sound at the cathedral. We were very interested in exploring ways of telling stories that weren't just text-based.
So we came up with the idea of a project called Sound and Silence in the Ecology of the Cathedral, so using sound as an integral part of understanding how the cathedral building works.
Sound in the cathedral works in a completely different way. A silence in a cathedral feels tangibly different from a silence in other spaces, and there are so many different types of silence in the cathedral.
We were aware that sometimes people come into a building like this for silence. Sometimes they're very definitely coming in to hear the music, that's another thing that we know. And so we wanted to investigate the different ways in which people use that building, and the building is a kind of repository for silence in the middle of a very busy city.
We really liked that idea of having all of these different types of silences and sounds and tracking that through the course of the building. That idea of if the walls had ears.
The cathedral belongs to a city.
And it's a place that should have sort of thin edges. Anybody could wash in and out of the space.
And the sounds that go in and out of the building were also part of the things we wanted to explore. What it's like to be inside the building when there's a protest going on, or a festival going on, or whatever it might be, and how people making the noises outside the building might go into the building and experience a different kind of communal sound and silence. Of the day had finished and people had left. I'd record the bells, I'd record the sounds of people coming in and out of rehearsal. Incidental sound was something we really wanted to capture, as well as these performed sounds.
Soon here, and I wrote this script 2 years ago. So we're going to start this evening at the very beginning, a very good place to start, both in the history of the cathedral and with the first location used in Wolf Hall, which is the Chapter House. And it's just 3 years.
I met somebody in the Chapter House at the time when a performance of a particular piece of music was going on, and I sat beside him, and he was visibly moved by the music, and afterwards he asked me could he have a form to give his feedback. I read what he wrote later, and he said he'd never been in a building like this before. He'd come with family who wanted to visit the building. He hadn't been particularly keen. And he was bowled over by the building, but a major part of that experience was hearing that music. And he then said, I want to go and hear more of that music. I want to feel that way again.
Changed the way that the cathedral thought about working with other institutions and collaborating. I think it gave the cathedral the reassurance that it didn't need to have all of the answers on its own. It could bring in other people, recognising that if you work with other people on a project, it becomes easier and more fun.
The sorts of work I do and the interdisciplinary nature of the research I carry out always means that I'm collaborating with people who are specialists in other kinds of areas within the Middle Ages. But something of this nature, where the project was conceived from the start with an external partner, was new and really exciting. This kind of working has changed the way that I think about what I want to do in the future. It's partly changed the way that I think about supervising PhD students, but it's also helped to make me think about ways in which future projects might be more diverse, might be wider, that I might test out my ideas in different ways.
I think for the institution of the cathedral, I think it was a new way of working. It was a new area to be thinking about in terms of visitor experience and thinking about the ecology of sound. It really did help us to think about what the soundscape of the day sounded like, and then I think one of the next points would have been to think about how we then wove the visitor experience into that, how we helped the visitor understand that soundscape, and how we might then play with that soundscape to make the visitor feel more welcome.